At least 50 people have died and more than 100 are wounded after three explosions tore apart a girls' school in the capital of Afghanistan. The bombing happened just as school was letting out, and many of the dead were students between the ages of 11 and 15. Sonia Ghizali is a reporter with Radio France International. She joins us now from Kabul. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You attended some of the funerals this morning. Can you tell me a little bit about how the families are coping right now, what they said?
It's very, very hard because actually so the families decided to bury all their loved ones at the same place. So it's a hill on the west of Kabul in a Hazara actually area where so the minority, the Shia minority in Afghanistan live mostly in Kabul. And so they decided to bury all the victims at once. And so there were many young men digging the graves. And all this family crying, but with a lot of dignity, because you can imagine it's really, really hard for them. And there were like so many people coming from the same neighborhood to share this very sad moment. They were really actually happy that there were so many journalists, because this minority feel that nobody is really taking care of them in Afghanistan, and they feel that nobody is really paying attention to what's happening to them.
So these were members of the Hazara minority there. Is there any claim of responsibility?
So far not, but Taliban say that they are not behind this attack. So now everybody is looking at Daesh because they're the one who are always targeting the Shia, the Hazara here in Afghanistan.
When you say Daesh, of course, we're talking about ISIS, which has claimed responsibility for other attacks. They are, of course, representative of the Sunni Muslim strain in Islam. And, of course, the Hazara, as you mentioned, are part of the Shia minority. The U.S. blamed ISIS for a similar horrific attack in a maternity hospital in the same neighborhood outside Kabul last year. Is that why people believe that this may be linked to them?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about this maternity, which was led by Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, but because they are behind many attacks against mosques in the same area, in the same neighborhood, against a wrestling club as well, against many schools and cultural centers. So this is the reason why people think that ISIS is behind this attack again.
It's been less than 10 days since the U.S. started withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. Is there any sense that there's a connection to that?
Yeah, people are very worried because they see that even if foreign troops are here, it doesn't prevent ISIS to target Shia people. It doesn't prevent Taliban to lead a heavy, big attacks against the Afghan forces, against the civilians as well. So people are very worried to see the situation getting worse and worse as soon as foreign forces leave the country.
Sonia Ghizali is a reporter with Radio France International. She's in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you to you.